Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second paragraph of Maseches Nazir, and today we are learning Mishnayos Tes and Yud. So, says the Mishnah, Harini Nazir, if a person says, I'm hereby a Nazir, V'Nazir K'shir Libein, and I'll be a Nazir again when I have a son. So he accepts upon himself a Stam Nazirus of Shloshim Yom, plus another Stam Nazirus for when he has a son. His Chalmona Shalom, and he starts counting his own regular Nazirus, V'Achkach Nolod Ben, and the son was born to him before the end of that Nazirus. So Mashal Shalom, he has to finish his own regular term of Nazirus, va'achar kach mona eshel b'no, and he brings his karbanos and everything else, he concludes that one, and then he does another Nazirus for having the child. He can't do, he can't kill two birds with one stone, with one period of Nazirus, he has to observe them separately. Hareini nazik sheili ben, if he says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son, v'nazir, plus I'm hereby a Nazir, so first he says the Nazirus over the son, and then he says his regular Nazirus, so hischal mona shalom, he begins counting his own regular Nazirus, because his son isn't born yet, and then if the child is born before that Nazirus is over, he should set aside and leave his own regular term of Nazirus without doing the Karbanos, count his the Nazirus for having had a child, and after that he should finish his own Nazirus for his own term of Nazirus, and at the end of the son's term he would do the Karbanos, and then he goes back to his own term and finishes observing whatever days he had left that he hadn't yet observed, and then he does the Karbanos at the end of that. Now, this is not always going to be true. It really depends how many more days are left in his Nazirus. Meaning, if he had 30 days or more left in his Nazirus, so then it's exactly as we described in the Mishnah, because you can only bring the Karban if you had 30 days of growth of hair. But you can't just, if you only have like 8 days left, you can't just observe the last 8 days and then do the Karban again. We're going to see that soon. You can't shave your hair with less than 30 days of growth. So you'd have to remain a Nazir for a full 30 days after the son's Nazirus is over, and only then do the Karbanos. So now we move on. That leads us into Mishnah Yud. And the Mishnah tells us, Ahareini Nazir l'kshe yeheli ben. The person says, I'm going to be a Nazir when I will have a son. Vin Nazir me'ayom. And I'm going to be a Nazir for 100 days. So two terms of Nazirus. One for when he has a son, and the other one that's a regular Nazirus that he's accepting for himself of 100 days. And now he begins counting his own term of Nazirus. No lo ben at shivim. If the son is born before 70 days of his own Nazirus are up, lo hifzid klum. He doesn't lose anything. Because he pauses his Nazirus, he observes the Nazirus for his son, and then he brings the Karbanos for that, and does the Giluach, and then he observes the remaining days of his own Nazirus, and does the Giluach and the Karbanos. But la'achar shivim, if the son was born more than 70 days into his term of Nazirus, so shivim, he forfeits back to 70 days, meaning the days after 70 are not counted. So when he has to go and restart his own Nazirus, he restarts from day 70, which means he just needs another 30 days. Shein teglachas pachta mishoshim yom, because there's no such thing as teglachas for hair growth of less than 30 days. It's based on a drasha from a pasuk, and that's therefore going to be the halacha in that case. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tes, we said if a person says, I'm a Nazir, plus I'll be a Nazir when I have a son, and he started doing his own Nazirus, and then a son was born, so he finishes his own Nazirus, does all the Karbanos and everything, and then does the Nazirus period for the son. But if he flips it, and he says, first I'll be a Nazir when I have a son, and then he says, plus I'm accepting my own Nazirus, so then he starts counting his own Nazirus, and then the son is born, so he has to pause his own Nazirus, do the Nazirus for the son being born, and then conclude his own Nazirus, provided again that there's at least 30 days left in his Nazirus. And then in Mishnah Yud we said that if a person says, I'll be a Nazir when I have a son, plus a Nazirus of 100 days, so if the son is born within 70 days of his starting to observe his own Nazirus, he doesn't lose any number of days, because he just pauses, observes the Nazirus for his son, and then observes the rest of the days of his Nazirus. But if the son is born more than 70 days after his Nazirus started, leaving less than 30 days remaining in his Nazirus, so yes, he pauses and observes another period of Nazirus for his son, but now he's going to have to restart his own Nazirus from day 70, so he can have at least 30 days of Nazirus. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph.